So I'm going to present this video to you, and I want you to bear in mind, you're watching my truck, and you're watching me follow Border Patrol and a new batch of migrants that just came over the Mexican-Texas border, and I'm literally following them. And it's amazing because these guys just got dropped off on the other side of the border by a large truck with a bunch of people in it, and then they got escorted by Border Patrol directly into the bus that I'm following right here. And when I saw the people get off at the rest stop, I'm trying to be kind of slick about this, but when I saw them get off at the rest stop, they already had cell phones in their hands, as well as prepaid debit cards and a backpack. Everything you need to be brought to a United States city so that you can overtax its resources, its infrastructure, its law enforcement, etc. But here's the thing. All the law enforcement that's involved in this seems to be heavily compromised. And that's the reason I'm making this video, because we are under attack here and our government is facilitating it. We're not dealing with random people simply jumping over the border. These people are being brought in, escorted, and treated like American citizens. You see what I'm saying? This is a bad, bad thing. And this is just so that you're aware of what's going on, because this is bad and the mainstream is not showing this to you. Illegals just got caught doing home invasions in Salt Lake City, and the Salt Lake City police were inclined to not talk about it. Do you see what I'm saying? And then the people that, I mean, home invasion is the worst thing in the world. Getting robbed or your house broken into is one thing, but having somebody kick down the door with machetes from another country that's high and drunk, that's a problem. And that's a problem that the police are somehow covering it up. If you don't believe it, let's check out San Antonio police. This is legit.
You got to give me a trespass warning.
I'm giving you a warning right now. That's your warning.
So guys, I am currently at the Migrant Center in San Antonio, Texas, where NGOs are facilitating human smuggling of migrants into America. If you look right here, you actually have a San Antonio Police Department car watching as a lookout, basically guarding this area. They're taking side contracts in relation to these NGOs actually being paid a significant amount to guard this area. And I'll walk down here just to show you this even more. They're in their official San Antonio PD uniforms to top it off, with their San Antonio PD cars as well. Just to give you a little background real quick.
Are you guys on duty right now?
This is an extra job for us.
So are you being contracted by the NGOs then? Why did you tell him just to say no? So you guys are being contracted by the NGOs?
None of your business. No comment.
It's none of my business. You're San Antonio police, but you're being contracted and paid by NGOs. You're being paid time and a half?
No comment.
No comment? But you did confirm you're not on duty. This is a side job for you. So you are being paid by the NGOs. Do you think that's a conflict of interest at all?
Back up. What'd I tell you? Back up.
So you got San Antonio PD here being paid by the NGOs to essentially facilitate the human trafficking of illegal migrants into the country.
Outside the gate.
But can I ask you guys a question? These NGOs claim they're not paying for migrants' flights, but the migrants are saying the exact opposite. How this facility in specific works is, if the migrants are held here for a certain amount of time without actually being released, then they claim that they can't pay. Ma'am, can I talk to you? Yeah, she doesn't want to hear it because she already knows. So why are you not investigating this for human smuggling? Because they're paying for these migrants' flights into cities, into America. Because you're the police. So this is something that you should be investigating. They're lying about paying for migrants' flights, when in reality, they absolutely are paying for migrants' flights, and sometimes even double booking and then charging the federal government back. So they're scamming people. But why are you guys, as police officers, not looking into this? And instead, you're taking money from these NGOs and these affiliated organizations.
No comment.
No comment? Again? As police officers, you don't think that you in your official uniform is a conflict of interest at all?
No comment.
And you got lookout over here providing security as well?
No comment.
Why do you guys have San Antonio PD cars here while you're in your uniforms, guarding a migrant facility that is engaging in human smuggling?
No comment.
No comment? So you have these two gentlemen up front helping human smugglers as they're on the police force in their official capacity, but taking money on a side gig. That's what he said earlier. So they're being paid by these NGOs, allowing human smuggling to happen when they should be investigating what is human smuggling into America. No comment on that either?
Nope.
No comment on anything tonight, nope. Huh? Do you think what you're doing is moral?
No comment.
No comment? You probably don't care it's moral because it pays good, right?
No comment.
No comment? What about you, sir? You haven't said much other than telling him not to talk to me tonight. Do you think this is appropriate what you're doing? Can I get your guys' badge numbers?
Yeah.
What's your badge number?
2213.
2213. What about you, sir?
81.
But you said this is a side job, so who's paying you?
You don't even know that.
Why don't I need to know that?
You don't.
Why are you in San Antonio Police Department uniforms if you're off the clock? With your San Antonio PD cars here?
I need to answer that question.
You don't need to answer it?
No.
Why won't you answer it?
I don't need to.
You don't think it's a conflict of interest?
Who are you
I'm a reporter. I'm asking you.
I don't care who you are.
You don't care who I am?
I don't care who you are.
So you are being paid by the NGOs?
I don't care who you are.
So you have San Antonio PD
what
here.
What I tell you is, you need to get outside the gate.
San Antonio PD here being... So you're not going to answer a question for me, but you're going to attempt to arrest me.
No, I'm just trying to get you off the property. You're outside the gate. You can stand out there and record all you want to.
So why are you in public uniforms? You guys are public officials. You work for the... You basically get paid by taxpayer dollars, but you're here off the clock being paid by NGOs that are facilitating human trafficking, correct? It's kind of weird how you're dodging this. It's a simple yes or no question.
I need to answer your question.
So you are?
I answer your question.
You're kind of answering my question by not answering my question. And considering I know you're already being paid by the NGOs, it seems even more suspicious that you're not willing to admit to it. Quite literally helping facilitate human smuggling
outside the gate
into America.
That's the gate right here, outside. Huh? Is it a worker? Call him and come out. Wait across the street.
So they're running security, making sure everyone has wristbands before they come in here. Insane.
I said outside the gate.
2213. Can I see your badge, sir?
No, I already told you what it was.
Will you show me your badge?
No.
Because I'm not really inclined to believe you with all the shady activity going on here.
That's your problem.
How much are you getting paid to be here?
What did I just tell you, man? Outside the gate.
Is it time and a half? You can get the official owners to trespass me if you'd like.
Outside the gate.
You got to give me a warning.
No,
you got to give
I'm
me a trespass
you a warning,
warning
right now. That's your warning.
All right. So, San Antonio, what? What's your name? Mikhail Wayne. What a name. So, facilitating human smuggling of migrants into America. He's mad that I'm standing past this little line right here, but he's quite literally helping human smugglers facilitate their illegal activities into America. Insane. Welcome to America in 2024, guys.
So you've got a full-blown school bus and a shuttle bus, as well as this car right here acting as a back escort for them. It looks like they are going to be heading to San Antonio Airport for a pickup so they can return these migrants to this migrant resource center. Trying to fake you out, so
yeah.
You know the way to the airport, though.
Yes.
Yeah. So this bus just barely did a fake blinker move on us and attempted to fake swerve off of. Oh, there's the shuttle right there. Actually, they just went and turned. So one turned the opposite way, trying to get us to go a different area and miss where this bus is going, and then this bus attempted to get off an exit. And then he hurry and swerve back, almost hitting the barrier. So they clearly do not want us following them, but we're obviously gonna keep following these guys. We know exactly where they're going and what they're up to. Yep, see, parking right in between both officers.
Venezuela? See? What? How much are you guys being paid to do this? So you got a whole school bus dedicated to picking up illegal immigrants. So you have a pickup going on right now. They'll be taking them to the Migrant Resource Center where we just followed them from. Hey, ma'am, what NGO are you with? Are you with Endeavors or the Catholic Charity? Ma'am, what NGO are you with? So she's going in right now. Pickup accomplished. This woman is helping the facilitation of illegal immigrants into America. That's crazy. And then SAPD just stands by and actually gives her an escort as well. Which we've seen, they're taking contracts as well from the NGOs as they're stationed at the Migrant Resource Center, so it's no surprise. Who are you with, ma'am? Are you with the airport?
Sir, if you need information, you can contact your public relations manager. You can take a picture of this.
I'll take a card.
No, actually, you have to take a picture of it.
I have to take a picture of it?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on the clock right now, or are you working a side contract? You're off duty? So you're working just through a contract? Is that through San Antonio PD, I imagine? Yes. Just approved through the chief and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey man, where is this going? Where is this driving to?
Just roll up the window, man.
Dude, I can blur your face. This is not looking good. I'm asking is where this is going to, because a lot of these kids go missing. Where is this going to? That's all I want to know.
Okay, so where are you working for? Who are you working for?
Roll up the window.
I'm independent media. I'm independent media. And I've done a lot of work on this. My videos have millions of views. This is going to look really bad if you roll up the window. Where are you guys taking these kids? That's all we want to know. Where are the kids going?
Okay, what do they tell you?
They won't tell me anything. Look, he's telling me to roll up the window.
Okay.
He's telling me to roll up the window. Where are you taking these kids? It's going to look really bad if you roll up that window, bro. Where are you taking the kids to?
Okay, so who do you work for?
I'm independent. I work for myself. I'm an independent news reporter. Where are you going, man? Who do you...
All of you are going to be independent.
Whoa.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. No, I have to...
Where are you taking these kids to?
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, my God. Hey, where are you guys flying to today? Where are you guys driving to?
Flying.
Well, a lot of these kids, you know, a third of these kids, according to the New York Times, go missing.
Oh, well, not these.
Not these?
They're with us.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I'm just curious. You guys going to a foster home?
No, sir. It doesn't matter where they're going.
Oh, okay.
We don't need to.
Well, how can we guarantee this kid's safety? Because you're not going to check up on them, right?
You don't know that.
Well, there's a 30-day wellness check that happens after you drop them off, right? And a third of those calls go unanswered.
You don't know what we're doing, so thank you.
Do you work with MVM or Southwest Key? Hola.
So you need to understand, all these people working for NGOs or non-governmental agencies or organizations, I'm sorry, all these people are actively separating the children from the parents, separating the military-aged men from the women, and they're all going in different directions, but they're all going to cities and towns near you where they can, again, tax the resources, take up the housing, overrun the law enforcement. And as you can see, law enforcement is absolutely in on this because it's all coming from the top down. They're just doing their jobs, just following orders, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? It's unbelievable. And as you heard, many of these people are from Venezuela. And Venezuelan people, well, those are the jails in Venezuela being emptied and sent to the United States. These people cannot be deported back to Venezuela. Isn't that odd? What a strange thing.
Texas police are reporting a surge in gang violence by illegal immigrants across the state. Dallas police charged 4 illegals with robbing a woman at gunpoint during a home invasion. San Antonio police arrested 20 people on drugs and human trafficking charges at an apartment complex. And some are confirmed members of the brutal gang, the Venezuelan gang, Trende Aragua, TDA as they're known. Vice President Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on the White House's border policies, which allowed millions to come into this country illegally. Now she's promising hundreds of millions for Trump's border wall she once called a waste of money. Well, you know, she came from a state in California that benefited from a structure on the border. It's like she's got her memory back, or not. She wanted to decriminalize illegal crossings and has walked that back now. Her campaign has backed off her previous calls to eliminate Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, Texas Congressman Pat Fallon.
Kamala Harris wants the American people to forget. It was the Biden-Harris administration, but she wants you to forget about the hyphen and the Harris. And we can't do that. And they only even discuss the border, David, when it's election season. So it'll be four more years and it'll get tremendously worse.
Brooke Taylor is in Dallas with more on the gang crisis, Brooke.
Harris, this recent story out of Dallas is just frightening. This woman was pulling into her garage when she says that four men with guns followed her in. They held her at gunpoint, tied her up, threatened her while they ransacked her home. Check out these suspects here. Now all arrested and charged with aggravated robbery. Records show all four are from Venezuela and have ICE holds. Police identified Manuel Hernandez through fingerprints because he already had a criminal history, including a DWI. Recently, he was stopped at a traffic light and arrested after not having a driver's license and registration. According to police, he was released just one day before the robbery. He eventually led police to the other three suspects, including the so-called ringleader of the group, Wilmer Gonzalez. When police arrested him, it turned into an eight-hour intense standoff at an apartment complex in Irving. I spoke to a lot of neighbors there who said that it was just so unsafe, especially for their young children who live in that community. Neighbors shared videos with me of armed SWAT teams entering his apartment. The four Venezuelan migrants are accused of following that woman into her upscale Briarwood neighborhood home in Dallas. Police say they tied her up, they hit her with a gun, threatened her, and stole thousands of dollars in jewelry and money.
Welcome people who are not, who come here legally. But people who are not here are not coming in legally, we have to wonder about why they were able to get here in the first place and this far north. To me,
the city of Aurora is going to investigate and make a list of nonprofits helping migrants. The resolution passed by the conservative city council majority states the claims that the state government and city of Denver were placing migrants into Aurora. The investigation is aimed at determining whether that claim is actually true.
9 News reporter Kelly Brinke joins us now with what exactly this means. Kelly?
Well, let's put our decoder ring on. If they're quote-unquote investigating it, I'm sure this young lady right here is going to say a bunch of words that will appease people. And yet, everything that I showed you in the beginning of this video is recent. This continues. This continues. The mainstream media is just basically a mouthpiece for the corporations. The corporations that own the United States of America's political people, which is why they go into office, you know, upper middle class or white collar, and they leave multi-millionaires. They've sold the country out from under us. They've sent everything that we use to make America great, our steel mills, our timber mills, all of our different facilities to build cars and everything to other countries, leaving us just a place to dump migrants and steal Americans' money. Have you seen the national debt lately? Let's take a peek. And much like the Energizer rabbit, the number just keeps growing and growing and growing. I've mentioned this in a previous video. 2 weeks ago, I did a video, and this was in the low 34 trillions. And it's now in the high 35 trillions because, you know, we have to send money to Israel so they can bomb Lebanon. And then we have to send money to Lebanon because they got bombed by Israel, and rinse and repeat. If you want to destroy the country, completely destabilize everything that made America, America, and that's exactly what they're doing now. Links to everybody that I got video from will be in the description box below. Give them a follow, and I'm out.